Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Galia Raff, and she is the runner-up in the 2020 Wild Bean Design a Cup competition. If you have ever had to design a cup before, you'll know it's very, very hard. But Galia does it in a way that is very, very exciting. So I'm very happy to have her on the line. Galia, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I feel honored to be here.
Thanks so much for joining us today. Now, coffee cups, you know, they can be a bit boring. Sometimes they're just that sort of white plasticine thing that you have to throw away. And sometimes it just says, my dad, my cup, you know, that kind of thing. They can be pretty boring, but you have gone and revolutionized what the drinking experience of a coffee cup looks like. Tell us the story. How did you end up getting involved with this competition?
So before lockdown, I was at university on campus, and my lecturer introduced us to the competition. And it just happened to work out that the timing worked out well. Like, we had just ended university because we'd gone into lockdown, so I had all this time, and I was like, okay, there is an opportunity. I cannot take it. And I entered.
So a part of the competition was that you had to design a story, a South African story, onto the cup. How did you find the story?
So how it worked was that Wild Bean Cafe ran a competition before where they asked the people of Joburg, of South Africa actually, what do you love about Mzansi? And then the top five stories that they found like the most applicable, they, like, those people won. So the cup was each person who entered the competition, their design had to be based off one of the stories. So the story I chose was, it was the fourth story, and it was a mother, and she was speaking about how South Africa is so diverse, and we have such a rich history, and it's so, like, we have such a beautiful culture and tradition, and it's really important to pass all that on to their children. And as a Jewish girl, I kind of relate to that. I see the importance of tradition and culture. So I liked what she said, and I wanted to kind of encapsulate all that she was saying into my design.
Once you had the design that you wanted to, or the story at least that you wanted to focus on, how did you think about the design? What did you add in that that was, you know, put onto the cup?
Well, I just thought, because South Africa's so diverse and there's so much happening and there's so much to it, that's kind of what I wanted my cup to portray. I wanted a lot of detail, a lot happening. I wanted to show a little bit of everything that South Africa has to offer. So if you see the design, it's very detailed, it's very busy, it's very colourful. It's also rich in texture and pattern, which I think is also so prevalent in South Africa.
Yeah, absolutely. So now that you've won the cup competition, or the runner-up at least, in terms of this, I mean, are they going to be printing the cups? Will people be able to get a hold of them, or is it just a design competition exclusive?
So, fortunately, they are printing the cups, which is very exciting. I was always under the impression that only the, like, number one winner would, their cup would be printed, but the three top, like, the three winners, all the cups are printed. There's a 350 mil and a 500 mil. So it's very exciting.
Oh, so there we go. Next time you have a cup of Wild Bean coffee, you'll be able to see Galia's design and enjoy your cup, I'm sure, even more than usual. Galia Raff, thank you so much for joining us on the Morning Mayhem, and we look forward to seeing your designs, not just on cups, but in all sorts of places.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Really, it's awesome being here.